This is a very important meeting, not just for the Dunleary community, but really for kind of for all of Donegal, or West Donegal in particular, because the rhododendron is a non-native invasive plant that was introduced to the area in the middle of the 18th century, and it is starting to grow and to spread and to impinge on our beautiful local and upland landscape.
And this is part of an initial stage of a pilot project. What works will be undertaken now through this project?
Yeah, this project is a pilot rhododendron control project, and we're mirroring a project that took place in Mayo last year in the Bundaraha area. And there's a number of different stages. First of all, we're going to be doing a survey of about 2,000 hectares in and around the Dunleary area. First of all, to map where the rhododendron is and how dense the rhododendron is. And this then will allow us to put together an action plan on how to deal with this invasive species. The second part then is that we will be training up a number of people. We're hoping up to 6 people to work on a part-time basis to undertake a control of the rhododendron in a small area. And that will then, hopefully, we will have a team trained up that will be able to go out and to do this work, not only in the Dunleary area, but also in other areas. A lot of local farmers have been getting their acre score over the last couple of weeks. And one of the things that they will be scored down on is if they have rhododendron growing on their land. So there is a non-productive investment scheme that is available to acres farmers to control this rhododendron. And we're hoping that the likes of people that we will be training up will then be able to go out and do this work then for local farmers.
And is this something, once it's tackled, it does away with it, or it's something that needs to be maintained year on year?
Yeah, this is something that needs to be maintained year on year. One of the reasons that rhododendron has become so invasive is that it's a really difficult plant to control. If you cut it back, it grows even stronger than it did before. Each plant has the potential of having about 1 million seeds that it can produce every year, and it spreads prolifically. So it is something that is going to have to be going back and revisited over a period of years. Anybody who's visited Glenveagh National Park has seen that the problem that they have there. So it's not something you can go in and just do once and walk away and leave it. It's something that you're going to have to go back. You're talking about maybe up to an 8-year program where you're going to go back into an area to maintain it and to ensure that the rhododendron is kept under control.